Just want to make it clear, you know, that a lot of health systems around the country are dealing with these hacks. And the statement from University of Michigan Health saying University of Michigan Health has been experiencing intermittent problems with its public websites as a result of a cyber attack on a third-party vendor we use to host some of our sites. And, of course, they were working on it with the third-party vendor to mitigate the problems and move on. The patient portal logon page appeared to look and work normally. The only sites that have been attacked are the public websites hosted by a third-party vendor. None of the sites impacted contain patient information, and all patient information is safe. And again, as Marie mentioned, we'll say it again, patients can still access the patient portal for Michigan Medicine at myuofmhealth.org. myuofmhealth.org, just so that everybody is clear on that. We all still are saddened by the story that we heard about the Pontiac mother and her two young sons. Oakland County Sheriff's deputy sent to search for that mother and her two young sons, whose bodies were later found frozen, and they were frozen to death in a field. One of the deputies is now off the force, and I think he resigned at this point. But our WJR senior news analyst, Lloyd Jackson, is here with more details. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W. You are absolutely right. An Oakland County Sheriff's deputy who was under investigation in the death of a Pontiac mother and her two sons that froze to death has resigned. 35-year-old Monica Kennedy and her sons, 9-year-old Kyle Milton, and 3-year-old Malik Milton were found frozen to death in a vacant field off of Branch Street in Pontiac the afternoon of January 15th. The 10-year-old daughter of Kennedy was the lone survivor and was suffering from hypothermia when she was taken to the hospital. She was treated and released, now staying with family members. There was a timeline of events released by Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard during the weekend leading up to the death of the victims, which included multiple interactions between deputies and Kennedy. Kennedy refused help multiple times from deputies who also met with Kennedy's aunt, who wanted advice on how to commit Kennedy to a mental health facility. Kennedy believed someone was trying to kill her and that police were involved, and she told her kids if they saw the police to run. During the time deputies were talking to the aunt, a 911 call came in about a woman and three kids not properly dressed for the cold. A deputy was sent to the area of Franklin and Rapid, where the family was said to have been spotted. Sheriff Bouchard says the deputy under investigation didn't properly search the area. After being probed by the Special Investigations Office, he resigned. Deputies searched the area multiple times that night and didn't find the family. The following day, Saturday, the 14th of January, there were no calls made about the family. Then on Sunday, the 15th, around 3 p.m., their bodies were found. Kennedy's 10-year-old daughter that survived went to a home, told the people there that her family was dead in a field nearby. The family had spent the night in the vacant field with temperatures below freezing outside. Medical examiner ruled the death accidental and the cause hypothermia. Now, if you live in Oakland County and you need mental health help or you know someone who does, you can contact Common Ground. That's 800-231-1127, 800-231-1127, or the Oakland County Community Health Network Crisis Line. That number, 844-446-4225, 844-446-4225. Paul W.?
You know, it just underscores what we've all been talking about for some time, but still we don't have an answer for this, and that is there is a massive mental health problem in this country. This was just another example showing us that we know about the problem, but we just don't know how to fix it. We don't know what to do.
Absolutely, and law enforcement is now, you know, it's thrusted upon law enforcement to try to do something, and that's not really something that law enforcement does.
It's not their expertise. It's not what they're trained to do. And I'll tell you what, this is a problem that's gone on for a very long time. I remember back in my days in living in New York and the arguments that came up when people actually argued that homeless people had the right to stay homeless and on the street and not go into a shelter. People actually fought for these mentally ill people to have the right to make the decision they were ill-equipped to make to stay outside in bitter cold like this, and people died. But people said that the other people that made the decisions from the city or various agencies had no right to make them move inside. Well, that's just, that's crazy. And this has been a problem for a very long time. Somebody claiming to be standing up for the rights of the homeless, many of them with mental issues, mental illness. And, you know, I feel sorry for these deputies, all of them. One of them apparently didn't follow through the way they are supposed to. It's not his fault necessarily, but these days, to make sure that you cover all your bases, you want to make sure you've done everything right by the book. But the book is kind of screwy when it comes to dealing with finding somebody who's outside and refuses your help.
Yeah, yeah. It's protocol, and, you know, maybe it's time to, you know, as you say, Paul W., maybe change the book.
Yeah, because the book's not working. Hasn't for a long while, frankly. All right, Lloyd, thanks much.
Thank you, Paul W.
Lloyd Jackson, WJR senior news analyst. We haven't talked to Diane Cross in a while. She's got some news about some big projects. We'll talk to Steve Courtney about the loss of Hall of Famer Bobby Hull and more coming up on WJR.